quack, 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 quack,
The Mighty Ducks, the podcast that we've been discussing the 1996 Disney hockey sequel D3, The Mighty Ducks, 5 minutes at a time, and welcome to the final episode of the season. I'm Blake, and sitting with me in the studio, this is the first in-studio guest I've had because of pandemic reasons. I haven't had no one in the studio. I'm going to bring on my final all-star guest, my lovely and beautiful wife, Andy. How you doing?
I'm good.
Yes. Welcome to the show that you helped actually me think of doing back when this whole thing started, and here you are at the end. So
what's funny is I don't even remember that it was my idea.
Yeah, I remember. I told the story once, but I'll tell it here again because this is the last episode. That back at the beginning, you after I was done with Clerks Minute, no days, you went and said, "What about a hockey movie?" And I'm like, well, "What are your movie?" And you're like, "How about the Mighty Ducks trilogy?" And I'm like, that's a great idea. And you gave me the 5 minutes at a time. You gave me the name. You gave me everything. And I ran with it. And that was 3 years ago. And now here we are finishing up the run.
Don't remember anything.
Well, I do. And if it wasn't for you, this show would not exist. But here we are at the end of the run. And wow, we're here. I cannot believe we're here. Before we get to the movie, in our minutes here at the end of the movie, D3. Do you have a history with this movie?
Vaguely. I think I may have watched it once or twice because it was Mighty Ducks and I'm a 90s kid, so obviously I watched the trilogy. I will say that it is my least favorite of the three.
Dude, that's not surprising. A lot of people say that. A lot of people have been saying that. But
although Charlie was more attractive than this movie.
people are probably so sick of me making this joke, but I'll say it again. As the movie continues, he becomes more Casey Winter as this movie continues.
See, and if you would have asked me then, or if you would have like said that to me when the movie came out, I wouldn't have had any clue what you were talking about.
But
now that I've seen the show, I totally agree.
Well, let's keep in mind, this movie came out about a year and a half before the pilot also occurred.
Okay.
Literally a year and a half. So this is October 96, the pilot also Creek came out January 98.
Okay.
So he went to film off the screen graph doing this. So that's crazy. And the next project he does turns into be one of the biggest projects of the last 10 years. Well, I mean, that 10 years of the 90s. So go figure. Well, before we get to finishing up, we are back in the movie. We are in the end of the game. But by the way, I noticed this. The final game is a lot shorter in the movie than any other movie. It's so much shorter. Last season, I was joking with Sean and Dave last week that the last season, 5 weeks we went for the final game. This week we're only on three. Only on 3 weeks. And we're done. The final game, the stakes in this movie are not that high. What do you think? Here? Because the high stakes here is really the varsity versus JV's squad at the end of the day. It's weird. There's no stakes in this movie.
Well, isn't the stakes the name of the team?
See, that's the funny part. It was never said in context of the movie that that's what this is about until the very, very end.
Oh.
It was never stated. That was a thing.
I guess I just assumed that, like, because that's what happened, that everyone knew.
That's what everyone thought, too. And I'm watching it closely. I'm watching it very closely this time around. It was never, ever stated. Okay. Ever.
Well, I guess they alluded to it because, like, the varsity, because they're the JV team.
Yeah.
The varsity team, like, harassed them for the name.
Yeah, the Warriors thing. And I know beginning of the movie, Linda, the girl that Charlie's been crushing on the movie, she was trying to change the warrior name, which the storyline, as you've been saying, is way ahead of its time.
Very much so.
It's a very funny just the storyline now.
After looking at you, Washington.
The Washington football team. Yeah, well, it's way ahead of its time knowing what happened to the Washington Redskins last year.
Exactly. And it's not just the Washington Redskins. Other teams are doing it from high school teams all the way.
I think a college team did the same thing. I think it was Rutgers.
The other thing that we need to think of is that Marquette weren't always the Golden Eagles.
What were they?
They were the Warriors.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. I did not know that information at all.
Yeah.
Fitting. Really fitting.
I'm almost positive. I have to do a little research quick, so you can...
But that makes sense. But we're back in the game, and we were at the... They needed to find a way to get this to the point where, holy crap, can the Ducks pull this off? And the only way to do that is to explain to kids what a 5-on-3 power play is. It's one of the funniest things that they have to over-explain to non-hockey people what a 5-on-3 power play is. It cracked me up at the end of the last show.
My apologies, they were the Warriors from 1954 to 1994.
You're right.
Yep, and then they changed it to the Golden
Eagles. You're right, you're absolutely right. I do not apologize, you were correct. But yeah, I just find it funny to have to explain what a 5-on-3 power play is. The unrealisticness about this is that they haven't had a penalty this entire game. And the big storyline point, they haven't had a penalty this entire game. And then they get a ridiculous power penalty because of Portman, who's back. He doesn't get it. By the way, it's kind of funny. He does an entire strip piece in the penalty box, does not get a 10-minute misconduct or anything, which is what would happen in the real world. Cracks me up. And then they get a bench minor, which no time off the clock, apparently. But I'm supposed to believe no time off the clock during that shift change. So now you have a full two-minute 5-on-3 that just happens to end right at the buzzer.
And who are the three? You have Conway, Banks, and
Goldberg. Well, Goldberg, the funny part about Goldberg is he's one of the only characters in the movie that's had actual growth. Because he started this movie.
It's funny that it's a shame that it ended there.
That's funny. It started with him torturing with Julie in another storyline that's way ahead of its time, talking about trying to get Julie to gain weight, which is such a weird storyline to put in a kid's movie. It's just a great story. But at least he came out looking bad in that storyline. At least they did that.
Honestly, I feel like even if Julie were male,
it would have been the same story.
It would have been the same story.
But it's just worse because of the female.
It's just worse looking back at it. But in their defense, I think it was just he was threatened by another goalie. It didn't matter what.
A more talented goalie. Yeah. A more talented goalie.
Exactly.
But no, it's just funny how he went from that to now he's the most relied upon defenseman on the team.
Yeah.
And Goldberg as a defenseman makes so much more sense than being a goaltender because he's so good at it.
No offense, like, to you, but, like, if you played hockey or if you played soccer, you would not be a goalie.
100% agree with you.
A defender.
It's the reason why in football are the linesmen.
Exactly.
The guys are supposed to be the defensemen, supposed to be the linemen. You're not supposed to be running the ball or stopping anything. You're not supposed to do that.
And they make the best bench
warmers. Hey, I lettered in football. Leave it at that. I lettered in football. So, okay, I have to make a point here. This whole movie, the higher movie storyline has been about Charlie getting his captaincy. Now, the problem I've had, and I've been saying this everything, Charlie never wore a captaincy in the movie. They never made a point of him being captain until the beginning of this movie. They never made a point of it, ever, until the beginning of this movie.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I've looked it up. And Charlie was not wearing the captaincy in the last game, in the last movie, and he wasn't wearing it in the
first
one.
Okay, but
the first movie.
But, see or no see?
He was the captain.
But,
like, the whole point of this whole storyline with him and Coach Ryan was that he took away his C when he never had the C to begin with.
Did they have C's? Did anyone have C's in the other two games? Because maybe it's
I think Iceland did.
Okay, because I was going to say, maybe it's just that they're in...
I think Iceland guy.
And did he just slap it on?
Yeah, he slapped it on. I don't know how that's a Velcro. That's a joke from earlier in the movie because Han apparently had a drawer of C's earlier in the movie.
He's like, you want a C?
But like, didn't he put the tape on it? Didn't he have a backwards tape? Like, how did it stay on?
It could have been, like, one of those, like, peel and stick ones.
Maybe. This is so unrealistic.
But it's unrealistic because then you don't see the coach peeling the seat. Like, he's like, wait a second, Charlie. Just can't get this thing off. Wait. Can you just start it for me right here?
Well, put it like that. Well, how long have you been sitting on that? Like, did you guys are going to miss it? Did nobody notice this?
Did he ask Hans who's...
Before he passed away.
Exactly.
Before he
passed. Like, was this Hans's final wish?
Ooh, there you go. I like that. I like that a lot, actually.
Coach, make sure you give Charlie
He wrote it down. He wrote it down before he died.
He doesn't even like finish it, but he's just got the C in his hand. So he holds out his C to the coach. Yeah.
I like that. I do like it. Oh man, Hans's final wish. I like that one. but I do. So we get the C back, and we start playing hockey. We're playing some hockey finally. I do love this moment where Banks actually played goalie, and he's come a long way. Banks has come a long way this season and in his entire run. Banks has come a long way. He actually comes to play defense, which shocked me. I was like, whoa, it's Banks, he's playing goaltender. I remember, I thought that was earlier in the game. I thought that was earlier in the movie. I don't know, it was the last 5 minutes.
Banks in general, I think, just grew throughout this series. I think he was probably one of the characters with the most growth because if you remember him, he was originally on the other team.
He was a Hawk.
He was a Hawk.
He was in varsity in this movie. Yeah. Like, it was weird.
He went from cake eater to what he is now. So
yeah, he's grown up. And we were talking about Charlie and Banks, how the first movie I was in to get along. But Charlie was the one who was the hand out to Banks. The second movie, they're getting really close. And in the third movie, they had a fight scene in the varsity debut from scrimmage game they had earlier in the game. Like, wow, these two guys are weird.
Honestly, but that's like any guy friendship I've come to, you know.
Valid.
Like, they don't, like, guys like to talk about girls being bitchy, but guy friendships are some of the touchiest things I've ever seen.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Because you guys can go from, like, we're calling each other the worst names and punching each other to then going out for a beer. Like, I don't get it.
What time is the middle of the conversation?
Exactly. Like, you guys could be having a beer, calling each other's names, punching each other, and then going for a second round. Like, I don't get it.
I call it for your beer.
And it's for some of the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
Whether or not something is called a tool, not a thing that actually happened.
just in general. Anyway,
that's fine.
I digress.
So I want to clarify something here. We were talking about the early movie. Charlie finally plays defense, and Coach Ryan could not be happier. So happy with Charlie. To their credit, there's one thing they're very good at in all these movies is they know how to tie in stuff from earlier in the movie. They are very, very good at paying off everything they set up earlier. There's no real loose end. I give them so much credit for that. I've noticed that in these three movies especially. Whoever wrote these movies are written so well. And now comes the moment. The moment that nobody's circling. Other me in the movie theater. So I started the theater with my dad. I said that a lot on this run. And I remember being in the theater and everybody in the theater was in shock. This happened. No one saw this coming. After opening weekend. Nobody saw this coming. And all of a sudden, it was like Charlie's doing a thing like Charlie's the hero. The crowd was into it. Like, I had a sold-out theater. The place was into this movie. It was so much fun. But when he dropped back to Goldberg, the crowd, our audience was like, ooh. It was so funny. I'll never forget that feeling. It was like, ooh, what are we doing?
But wasn't it – okay.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. My time frames are really bad at this.
Good.
When they have the shootout, didn't Charlie give his spot to someone?
DeRuss. Last season.
Yes. So, let's put it in perspective that this isn't the first time Charlie's done something like
this. It's the captaincy about it. Exactly. It's what you mean for your captain. Sometimes you gotta lead.
Yeah. Yeah, I just.
It's the reason why Wayne Gretzky is the top person in this. There's a reason for that, you know?
So, as surprising as it may have been in the moment, when you really think about it, it's not surprising at all that Charlie would have done something like that.
And the fact that it's Goldberg. He made one of his closest friends a hero.
Yeah.
Unexpectedly made one of his closest friends a hero.
And again, that was the last time he was considered a hero.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, back to callbacks, in the movie, Charlie saves Goldberg from the beginning of the movie, that whole, like, he's on the rollerblades, and it's a callback line, because Charlie says to Goldberg, don't ever do that to me again, and Goldberg, after he scores the goal, he goes, don't ever do that to me again. I'm like, perfect, you tied up a joke, a throwaway joke for the beginning of this movie. Which is such a well-done moment. Like, well-done writing.
You can just see the panic in his face.
The acting here was amazing. This is three movies.
I love how it just says whimpering. The sound effect was just whimpering.
Yeah, I love the subtitles of this movie. The subtitles are my favorite thing in this movie. Because there's just some random whimpering in the great one.
Siren blare. But just whimpering.
But, yeah, me.
So, Goldberg, what did you do when you got the puck? I whimpered.
You know, like, people believe that. That's so believable. This clock, though. Okay, so I just this clock hitting the buzzer as the puck goes in is so unrealistic. And how many person? I know we have to do it for story. I know it's a movie, but like I just watched the Devil's Day recently, that they scored a goal with like 1.2 seconds left, and they had to drop the puck even though both teams went to the locker room just to kill the clock out. It's so ridiculous. It's a movie. I'll let it slide because the movie. But the Ducks win, and we have a celebration.
Have you guys discussed how fantastic that announcer kid is?
Oh, he's been at, like, all-star this entire, especially this game, he's been an all-star. He's absolutely a favorite.
I love how the two in the penalty box were like, Goldberg?
Yeah, Fulton and Kenny.
And I love how Charlie calls him Goldie. I just think that's adorable.
He's been doing it actually since this whole series. He's been doing it all series. It's a great nickname.
So cute.
It's such a great nickname. So it's really cool that it just shows how close they are, though, because this is literally paid off from the beginning of the first movie with these guys.
Chattering and cheering.
Yes. You're seeing my fun of watching this with the thing. So Orion and Conway, they hug. And it's one of those where it's like...
Okay, so wait. Sorry.
Go for it.
It's Orion as in O-R-I-O-N. Yes. I always thought it was O, like...
It's Coach Orion.
I thought it was like Orion, like, you know, top of the morning to you.
No, it's not Irish. It's not an Irish wife name. At least you're not like, I'm going to come up with a bunch of my name is Ryan, and it's always in the middle of it. So that's what I think has happened this season.
No, like, I thought it was like Orion. Like,
no, it's not Irish. It's not an Irish.
Like O'Reilly.
No, it's like Orion as in like the Star.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly the spelling.
Okay.
But
I guess that's why there's subtitles, because I would never have known.
Actually, they got a Wikipedia, because I got to sell it. it's not Wikipedia. So now it comes to make sure everybody is coupled with somebody. That's how this movie ends. It's a high school movie at the end of the day. I think people forget they're a freshman in high school. It is crazy when you think about all these, that everyone on the JV squad is freshman in high school.
Wait, this is only high school? I thought this was college.
They're freshmen in high school.
I thought this was college.
You're not the only one. Don't feel bad. You're not the only one to do that.
Okay,
a lot of people have done that. You know, Captain Baby Jennings, where they say they're freshmen in high school. It's like, they're 14.
Okay, no,
you're not the only one. I actually had to correct somebody. In his introduction of somebody else, I think it was Nay, they came on, they really came on, and he's like, the college years, like, they're in high school. The high school college years. You're not the only one.
We could have had a fourth movie.
Oh, apparently there was supposed to be a fourth movie. It never happened. Apparently there was supposed to be a fourth movie where Charlie was the coach. But it just didn't happen. John Jackson was on board. And it just didn't happen.
I honestly feel like that would have been awesome for the upcoming series.
I want to see some cameos. I really want to see some duck cameos.
But there's one I don't want to see. Goldie, looking at you.
Yeah, well, I don't think he had healthy enough to do it when they filmed the show. I'm not sure when they filmed it, and if they filmed it pre-pandemic, I don't know when they filmed the show.
Okay. But
anyway, back to this, we have our first couple is Scooter and Julie, which is so random.
No, it's not. He's been crushing on her the entire game, or sure. the entire movie.
And it's also good for her. She finally she has somebody, which is also good for her. And they're the only two that really got along back in the last JV versus the squad.
Yeah, the only two that got along. He always had something for her.
Bolton, by the way, he gets. I love the fact that he gets all the glory, even though he's only been here for one period. He's literally been here for a period. He showed up second intermission, and he gets all the glory.
But it's Bolton.
It's Bolton. Who cares? Although we don't really know the reason why he wasn't in this movie. I was trying to figure this out last episode. We don't really know why he wasn't here because there's no reason. The only thing maybe he was like doing voices for the Goofy movie. Okay. That's the only other thing that was going on at this time. But it was in the Disney bubble, but worked out nicely. Anyway, we continue on. Okay, so this is Luis, and I don't know. I was trying to look it up to remember which one. This is either Mindy or Cindy. I don't remember which one this is. I don't remember which one there is. But I just know it's Riley's girlfriend. Riley's girlfriend. Which is why this season
was
Riley's girlfriend. That's why I love the ballet. I love that they're making out right behind Charlie at the spa. Such a weird moment, but only in high school. It's a high school thing. It's something that, like, I wanted Cobra Kai that didn't joke like this. Like, it's just something you do in high school stuff. But, so there's that. Oh, I keep realizing, we keep printing game changers, but how many people hear this? The show will already be out, but whatever. Who cares? Dating it. Dating our recording. I don't care. And I do like the fact that. Gordon's this was bothering people a couple episodes. Gordon's in the crowd. Magically, he gets the banner down and names them the Ducks. The entire school now. The entire school now renamed the Ducks. Two questions I've had now looking back at this. When the hell did they put that banner up? And how did everybody know it was him? Because everyone's like, look what Bombay did! And even the administration's like, look, it's gotta be Bombay! It's gotta be Bombay! How do you know if nobody did it? If nobody knew. And he's only been in town for like a day. He's only been in town for like 3 days because Hans' funeral was like 2 days ago in the timeline. And he showed up for Hans' funeral. Right? Like, it's a really nice banner, though. It's a really nice banner. The Eden Hall Duck banner is fantastic. It's also been funny when he just know they were going to win, or he made sure the banner was on standby. Like,
nice.
It's a very nice banner. The Eden Hall Ducks, which I gotta admit, Ducks is better than Warriors. If we're being completely honest. But yeah, everyone just reacts like, oh, this is normal. Sure, we'll just change everything. We're
no longer the Warriors. Who said, hey, look what Gordon did?
I believe it was, well, he's right there, too.
Well, because it was Charlie? Because Charlie looked at him.
Charlie knew, but I think it was Russ that yelled it. Russ or was Dwayne. One of them yelled it.
Yeah, but honestly, like, I mean, it makes sense. Like, who else would do it?
True.
Who else would, Orion wouldn't.
True. That's a good point. But it's just so weird that it's like, this banner just shows up. But yeah, whatever, it's Bombay and we're ending a movie. Then we finally get Linda and Charlie. This has been going on this entire movie. We finally get it.
He's got a type.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I never thought about it that way. They always seem to team him up with the same kind of the cute brunette. They always seem to do that. But actually, that's the first time Charlie's been kissed in these movies, by the way. That was a big deal.
That's the first time he's had a love interest.
Also true. We actually don't, I'm just trying to think, did we ever even get in this last movie, because the whole thing was with Connie and Guy, they were doing all their, they never kissed in the second movie. This might be the first time we actually had kisses in a Mighty Ducks film.
No, they kissed at the end.
Connie
they
Guy
finally kissed at the end.
Oh, in the new two? Okay, yeah. Cool then, all right. It's not like High School Musical.
Where that was the joke.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They kept getting interrupted. Yeah. It's really cool. It's not like High School Musical where it took the literally the end of High School Musical 2 to finally get a kiss in the French. And the third one they couldn't pick up apart. But by the way, another note about Amelia Estevez's movie. He's named on the credits. First name you see in the credits, but he's also only been here for a week. He's from all of them in a week. But apparently he was off producing the Jerky Boy movie. Not a joke. Thing. That's a real thing that happened. Wow. And then we have our celebration, and that's where we go off this movie with them celebrating like the Ducks can do. But I do like the final callback, ending our franchise, is Bombay and Charlie and how they ended the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
And over the top. Special effects.
I I don't know. I would have liked another campfire scene.
Yeah, I do love the campfire scene at the second movie. Yeah. The beginning of the champion campfire scene was a classic way to end it. Especially when they did watching it back, where they had them singing and then it segued into the credits with Queen in the background. That was such a cool ending.
I feel like there could have been another song they could have done that to. And maybe not like a campfire. But
or
like,
something. Or like a locker room scene. Yeah, exactly. Something. Or something out of a celebration.
Like,
or,
I don't know. Like, as much
pay for a song. Like, pay for a song.
I feel like as much as that was cute, the little ending, I think they could have transitioned that into like a ending scene.
I agree with you. Like, there's got to be something. There's got to be something of a celebration. Mm-hmm. Even if it's a joke, like, you want to have a joke scene with, like spraying soda in the air instead of, like, champagne or something stupid. I mean, you could have done that. I mean, come on. Football celebrations, like, football, we had celebrations. We played music in the locker room and celebrated before we got changed and went home. Like, that's what we did. I don't see why you can't do that one time before being allowed. Like,
exactly.
But again, maybe they didn't want to pay for the rights of another song. They didn't have many songs in this movie.
I mean, even if they would have brought back We Are the
Something, yeah, something like that. Well, the thing is, funny part of We Are the Champions, We Are Rocky, We Are the Champions are always together on the album. So they're in the movie. They're both in that movie, which I thought was pretty cool.
They could
cool.
have done We Will Rock You
or something like that. Something to call back. Or even like they Rock the Pond or something to end the movie.
Yeah.
It's weird that they didn't bring Rock the Pond back because that is the anthem of the Mighty Ducks. It's weird.
And at the end of the day, like, I feel like the whole Mighty Ducks franchise is more than Bombay and Charlie.
I agree.
So I think ending it with just those two.
Or ending it with the team. You couldn't end it with the team celebrating and not end with that ending.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a strange way to end it. Especially if you opened it with it. I don't know why you ended with it.
Exactly.
But before we actually end exactly, we have the credits. We have our score, which I love the Ducks score. I absolutely love the Mighty Ducks suite. It's one of my favorite like instrumental music. But we do have one actual song in the credits. And it was Changing of the Guard by the Stone Cowboys. Like a lie, never heard of the song until I got the soundtrack for this movie.
Cowboys or Coyotes?
I mean, yeah, Stone Coyotes by Changing of the Guard, which I think is a fantastic song. You know, you played it during the movie. It'd be great if you played it during the movie and not in the credits.
Even like at
during the training montage, that would have been a great song.
Or the ending montage where there was actually the changing of the guard.
Exactly. Like, it's a perfect song for what you're doing. Or like, end the opening credit, open the credits of that song. Like, it's in the middle of the credits. So weird. But it's a good song. I'll play it here for those on the audio side. So before we wrap up for the season, you are the last guest. You're the last person. So I will ask you for the final time this season, the craziest, funniest high school story has been the theme for this season. So, honey, I know you're more of the low-key kid, smart kid,
nerd,
forensics person, but you gotta have something. Go for it.
Oh, man. I don't know. We had a lot of inside jokes in high school. We would pass around a notebook.
Really?
Yeah, there was like a group of eight of us, and we would pass around a notebook, and we had like lots of nicknames and inside jokes and whatnot. But I guess, and I mentioned this to you when you told me about this, that my actual, like, my craziest, most embarrassing story is actually from middle school.
Go for it. Fine.
And in middle school, for the first time in gym class, like, you have to change. You can't, like, just wear your normal clothes. And we have showers at our middle school. And so it was, like, the first week of middle school. I was like, okay, I'll take a shower because you don't want to be that stinky kid, after class.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I've always been a more robust person.
Right.
And
I know the feeling. I know the feeling.
And needless to say, towels don't fit when you have hips.
Very true, very, very true.
Here I'm like trying to like Mission Impossible my way through the locker room so that my butt doesn't get shown.
Right.
I became the girl that everybody saw from butt the first week of.
Oh jeez. Oh jeez.
Alright, I did. Learn the fantasticness of
bringing your own towel
of bath sheets.
Oh, bath sheets. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Or bringing your own towel or something.
Yeah.
That's how you do football season. You had to bring your own towels because we're big people. We use our own stuff. Well, at least you didn't have the. There's a reason why our senior year we decided no hazing of the freshmen because we all got hazed in football camp. Football freshman year. To the point where I'm taking a shower and I got peed on by two seniors. True story. True story.
And they say you don't learn things after 15 years of marriage.
There's a story. Oh, that happened. That totally happened.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It's strange. Strange stuff that's happened to me. Stuff like that. But we promised ourselves we never hate anybody. To the point where, like, my freshman people were getting stuff legitimately and stuff in high school lockers in our locker room.
We're gonna end this with my husband getting beat on.
Hey, you know what? I've told greater stories than that this season. I really have told prank stories this season. But I will say this before we get out of here. I said at the beginning of the show, but honey, thank you. Thank you not only for giving me the idea, but also for dealing with my schedule, dealing with getting the show recorded, trying to get all these shows done before launch days every season, where I set these weird deadlines and then you just deal with it. This season was actually better than the past. This season, I think, was more organized than I ever have been.
Yeah.
Where you said you have one night a week. You have one night a week, Tuesday night. And then be done by the time Project Joker is done. That would have been your rule this whole season, and that's fine. It gave me a deadline. It gave me a hard out sometimes, especially when I have certain people on the shows where I need a hard out. But no, thank you. Thank you so much for this, and thank you everything and for dealing with it. Because this is hard. We always joke in the community that the background people don't get enough credit. The girlfriends and the wives and the significant others and everyone else doesn't get enough credit for dealing with the recording sessions. Well, thank you. On the record. You are amazing, and thank you so much. So, you're the last guest. We're here. We're at the end. So, I want to thank everyone for listening. You want to stick around for a minute? So I can go into the credits?
Sure.
Okay. So I do want to thank people, a lot of people, for this season. This has been a crazy season, 3 years. A lot of people have been on. As I mentioned, Maine was an all-star guest, but we had some more people. We had mega all-stars. We had Tierney Steele Callahan and Mike Donovan, our mega all-stars, people who not only did every season, but also did the special that I did between seasons. Our all-star guests, Brian Ripper, Kurt Hoffman, Nate Renly, Mike Donovan, Miles Oxy, Sal Costa, Mark Falkowski, Tim Nidell, Niall McGowan, Travis Bowe, Tracy from Red Naked ABC, David Kincannon, Sean Gurman, Andy, and then James Anderson, 2-episode guests, Kyle Crane, Tim Riker, Robert E.G. Black, Tabitha Carlisle, Dave Palace, Scotty Fellows, and people that came on for one show, which actually did not happen in second season, only first and third season, Kyle Falkowski, Aaron Becker, Liz Ringer, Bryce Yelverton, Thomas Howitt, Luke Allen, Angelin, Father David Mowry, Adam Sheehan, Tom Stout, and Kelly Wells. And, of course, our celebrity guests that have come on. David Newman, who, by the way, is also the music supervisor for the upcoming West Side Story musical coming out in December, which is so crazy. And Averman himself, Matt Dougherty. That's everyone that's been on this show for the last 3 years. So thank you all. Thank you, honey, for coming on. Thank you for coming on for the final episode of the season.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you all for listening. Oh, forgot my big announcement. Coming in February, I'm coming back. Subscribe to the Entertainment Apex. That's my brand new show. That's going to be coming back in February. That you can subscribe right now. You can hear all the episodes of No Day But Today. That is over there. Coming in February, we'll be covering Miracle for the Olympics, for the 2022 Olympic Games. So that's the big announcement I've been promising for the last 2 weeks, and some people behind the scenes do that already. But there you go, Miracle, coming in February for the Olympic Games. Till then, thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in, and all the people for the last 3 years that have made this show a big success. I've seen the numbers, and I've seen all the people, and thank you. And till next time, have a good day, everybody. Quack, quack, quack.
Ducks fly together.
And when everyone says it can't be done, ducks fly together.